Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Before you know it, it's hay season. Then suddenly you have hay on the ground and you and everybody else are scrambling for a new hay trailer. Instead of waiting, GoBob Pipe and Steel has a deal for you. Right now, you can get the best hay trailer made, the Red Rhino or the Red Ox, largest inline hay trailer in the world. It'll haul 22,000 pounds of hay. And for a limited time at GoBob, with every trailer comes one of the acclaimed hay conserver feeders at no cost. That's right, no cost for the feeder. You get a $700 feeder with every hay trailer. You're planning on buying a hay trailer anyway. Why wait? Call GoBob Pipe and Steel today. Get your new hay trailer and be sure and ask for your conserver feeder. It's free with your new trailer. This deal can't last forever, so you better act now. Call GoBob Pipe and Steel or go online at GoBobRadio.com. That's GoBobRadio.com.
Well, moderate trade developed today in the north at $215. That's $6 to $7 higher than last week. Light trade volume evident in parts of the south at $136, $4 to $5 higher than last week. Corn futures today were generally 4 cents lower, pressured somewhat by a drier 7-day forecast. Wall Street, meanwhile, moved higher near the noon hour with the Dow positive by 57 points, NASDAQ better by 28 points. In live cattle, challenging the early May highs, live contracts surged higher at midday, fueled by short covering, technical buying, and country reports of greater packer spending. With bulls holding the high ground till the close, spot June stands to break out of a lateral range that's been in place for 30 days or more. Note that October and December are now trading on the cusp of new contract highs. Beef cutouts, meanwhile, are mixed today, up 4 cents to off $1.08, with moderate box movement. In feeder cattle, bullish heat is even hotter here today, with gains as much as 322 to 450 points. Indeed, a majority of months at this time are locked up at the 450-point limit. Grain futures, meanwhile, posted modest gains today, trying to muster another attempt at a turnaround following Wednesday's mixed close. Demand news will be in focus through the end of the week, though weather continues to dominate talks in the market. Corn prices firm, though, edging higher after the start of trading in Europe. July futures held to an inside day after moving back above the 50 and 100-day moving averages yesterday. Soybeans a little higher following Wednesday's mixed close. July futures held chart support at a downside objective Wednesday, reversing higher, though November closed lower. Wheat prices were higher, paced by a move by Minneapolis July to 11-month highs. Protein remains in favor due to concerns about quality in the hard red winter wheat crop. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.